Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. Diane Thomas, your host. As usual, let's just remember that everything we're going through has been orchestrated for our benefit. That God has arranged every circumstance in our life to produce something in us and for us and around us and past, present, future healing. And it's everything is about us. And sometimes Christians use that and sometimes Christians fear that. But our goal here is to just learn to hear from God directly so we can find out what he has to say to us directly. You don't need anybody to intervene or intercede for you or to seek God on your behalf. Now, sometimes those are totally appropriate to ask for people to wait with you. But that's not a need. That's a gift. That's a special. That's an extra. Because God paid the ultimate price, sending his son here, so that he could have communion, relationship with you directly, each one of us. So we've been talking about all the different things that we are dealing with when we talk about the supernatural experiences. And one of the things that keeps coming up is just this whole idea of, you know, it's different. We all have an idea, an expectation about what it means, what a supernatural experience is, what, you know, we talk about overcoming our enemies. And you know, that can be kind of scary. That can be kind of uncertain. And so we very often find reasons not to do it, not to be involved in what God is doing with us. So we've been talking about, you know, overcoming discouragement and impatience and overcoming confusion and fear. These are all normal parts of our relationship with God, that whether it's having to do with the supernatural experiences or the natural experiences, if there's an area in your life that God is dealing with, you can't hide from it. He's going to find a way to heal you, to reveal lies you're believing, to restore your mind, to heal your heart. He's going to find a way to do that. So trying to avoid the situation you're finding yourself in is merely delaying the inevitable. And this is because God loves you, and he's patient and kind and loving. He's not out to, so often we have the idea, many of us have the idea that God is just, he's just sitting there waiting for us to mess up. That he's just a judge. That he's just keeping a scorecard and waiting to see how we do. He puts us in a new situation. He throws us in the middle of the ocean and then sees how long we can tread water. And then at the last minute, he'll scoop us up. We all have these different viewpoints, different experiences, different emotions regarding how God sees us. How is the result? What is the outcome of having a relationship with God? And so what we hopefully are learning is that the process is exposing those lies. So when we talk about supernatural experiences, one of the things that often comes up is just fear of all different kinds, of fear of the unknown, fear of getting hurt or other people getting hurt or failing and, you know, not knowing how to handle it, embarrassment, you know, all different kinds of experiences that we want to avoid, all different kinds of emotions, all different kinds of situations. And so that is what we just do, is we avoid. When God has said, come, and he says, come in all you who labor, and I will give you rest. And what we find is that his goal for us is rest, not dependent on the circumstance, not depending on your situation. We think, okay, when this is sort of the whole idea of, quote unquote, being in the center of God's will, that if we're in the center of God's will, everything will be going hunky-dory. If we're prayed up, if we're, you know, doing everything right, we'll never have any problems. That's not God's intent for us. If that was the case, why did he leave us here? He can just, as soon as he saves you, as soon as he restores your spirit, he can just bonk you on the head and take you up to whatever's next. But no, he leaves you here. He leaves me here. Because there's something that can be formed in us, through us, only here. Now, we don't know what came before. We don't know what is going to come after. But I think he wants us to value our time here and not take it for granted and not say, well, you know, whatever comes next, I'll deal with it then. You know, at least I'm not going to be the only one that missed him or missed the opportunity. I'm not going to be alone. But God wants a relationship with you. That's what he's valuing. And we've talked about the restoration of your spirit, I mean your soul to your spirit, that relationship. And so it's a restoration of your mind, of your will, and your emotions that are your soul to your spirit. Your spirit and soul are meant to function together. They go together, and your body. So it's your spirit, soul, and body are meant to function here on this earth together. That's the original intent for you, for me, for every person that's ever lived on this earth. Now, again, we don't know what came before comes after. I suspect something came before and something will come after. But all we have is right now, in where we are right now, where you are right now, that's all you have. So we look at, okay, what is my problem? What is my fear? What is my hesitation? If you believed God loved you so much that anything you asked of him, anything you wanted from him, he would respond to. Not that he's going to give you, but that he'll respond to you about it. Any question you have, what are your questions for God? What are your fears about what he's asking you for? Now, so many of us correlate the whole idea of God as our parent or a pastor or somebody in authority that you either had a good experience with or a bad experience with or somewhere in between or all the above. But God is unique. God, when we say he's a loving father, the kind of love that he is and that he has available for us through our, you know, from his spirit, through our spirit, to our soul cannot be compared to anything else, because his love satisfies. It makes us whole and complete and entire. We don't need to have all the answers. We don't need to have total understanding to be able to simply receive his love. So he puts us in situations very often where we don't understand, where we don't have a strength, where we are disoriented, that it's, you know, chaotic, or, you know, never heard of anybody having this experience. You know, I grew up in a church that said if the experience is not in the Bible, not written down somewhere in the Bible, then it's from the devil. I totally disagree with that now. Just based on other scriptures. But we want to have an understanding, because our soul still wants to have a measure of control. So when we talk about and think about supernatural experiences, and when we talk about encounters with other supernatural beings, you know, angels and demons and, you know, ghosts and aliens, and I just throw them in just to cover anything else that might be in that category. It's natural and normal to have a level of fear and a level of uncertainty and a level of doubt. But what we do is we go, okay, through this process, God is with me. Whether he calls us out of a boat in the middle of a storm, you know, I've never heard of that before, so how scary that must have been. And yet he did it. And then he took his eyes off Christ and off Jesus and started to sink. So what? Jesus was there, pulled him back into the boat. And there were witnesses to this. So even when you know, Peter was like, I failed. I didn't have enough faith. And yet he had faith enough to get out of the boat. There were others in the boat. They didn't climb out of the boat. We always look at ourselves through tainted eyes. We often, not always, we often see our greatest faults, things that bother us the most. And one of the things I think God does for us is put those things in perspective. That again, those strengths and weaknesses of your soul was God's gift to you. He doesn't see them as positives and negatives, strengths and weaknesses. He sees your soul as the gift he gave you. It's the one he wanted you to have, and he wants you to value it and appreciate it. So as we talk about supernatural experiences and supernatural encounters and stepping out of the boat and walking on water and healing people and raising the dead and, you know, this teleportation and overcoming time and, you know, time and gravity and whatever your imagination can bring you. As we think about those things, let God reveal to you whatever it is he wants to talk to you about. Again, it's normal to be afraid. It's normal to be concerned. You know, I don't know how I'm going to react. I don't know what to do. That's fine. God knows that. And he's not sitting there with a scorecard going, okay, you know, you failed here, 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 and here. Now, he may, you know, after you're done, he said, okay, now what did you learn? Or it may be, try again. You know, it's the same as a child learning to walk. Try again. And you think about a little child learning to walk. Even if they have a bad experience, there's something in them. You know, they fall and they sit down too hard, or they fall and they bump their little heads and they cry. But mom or dad is right there, picks them up, cuddles them, try again. And hopefully most of you who are listening now, you know how to walk. And you don't think about it anymore. Well, as we adjust, as our soul returns to exercising power and authority in the supernatural realm, which is God's created place for your soul, is to exercise power and authority over the supernatural realm. Your spirit already is. Your spirit is already joined with God and is exercising the power and authority over your supernatural realm, which means that nothing in the supernatural realm can get to you unless God gives the okay. Nothing slipping through and going, oh, gosh, you know, God's like, oh, how'd that happen? Oops. He never says, oops, sorry about that. You know, God doesn't have any regrets. He doesn't say, you know, I didn't see that happen, or this person is disappointing to me. Everything is in him and comes from him and returns to him and is part of him. And when you think about the complexity of how God even made our physical being, and yet that physical being is nothing compared to what's going on in the supernatural and the natural and the spiritual realm. You know, think about your eyes, being able to see, being able to read, being able to drive, being able to plan. All those things are functions of your brain. And your brain is part of your physical body. That's a limited thing. That's part of the natural realm. Then we get to the supernatural and then the spiritual. There's far more complexity, far more levels of expression of God's creativity. And yet we've settled for a variety of reasons, but we've settled for living out of our physical being. So as we talk about, we're going to, you know, soon be asking God for supernatural experiences. And if you want to start doing that now, feel free. And if you want to ask him for experiences or encounters, whatever you feel comfortable doing. Now, I kind of differentiate between supernatural experiences and supernatural encounters. To me, encounters are with other beings in the supernatural realm, and experiences are much more related to my own abilities, your own abilities that you already have in your soul beginning to work in the supernatural realm. So take that for what is meaningful for you, whichever you desire, because we're all going to end up in the same place anyway, because that's where we're heading, is because we'll all be in God. But as you think about that, is there anything that's coming up in you? And I know we've talked about this quite a bit, but any fear or hesitation, you don't ever feel like you are late or disappointing, because there's something holding you back from wanting more from these supernatural abilities being activated, from these supernatural experiences, these supernatural encounters. If you spend the rest of your time here on this earth with God, working out how you can accept his love, accept his strength, and never move beyond where you are right now, that's perfectly fine. Because that's what's important to God. It's not he doesn't have a scorecard about, okay, you don't know how to do this, you don't know how to raise the dead, you don't know how to perform miracles, you don't know how to prophesy, whatever. He's not there checking the things you can't do. He loves you and he knows where you're at. He's thinking, okay, there's this wound here that I want to heal. There's this fear here that I want to replace with peace and joy and rest. And if it takes you the rest of your life, that's fine with him. So there's no pressure. This is why I refer to the situation we're in, the time we're in now, as opportunity. It's you can take it or leave it. There's no pressure. One of the main things we want to do, though, is recognize that it is part of who we are. You have a soul, and if you have a soul, your soul is already experiencing supernatural experiences all around you right now. There are angels and demons and ghosts and aliens, and again, just using those, you know, to push the envelope, push your understanding, challenge what you think is going on. Just as, you know, when we look, when we see, we only see a specific light wave. But there's higher and lower bands, the same way hearing. So we only hear a certain range for our particular ears. Dogs hear a different, and other animals hear different sound waves. So we're, even in the natural, we're only perceiving a very small amount. In the supernatural, it's the same. We start where we're at, and this is where God will teach you. He is your guidance. He is your counselor. He is your teacher. He brings you through the path you're on is the path he's created for you. And as you lift one foot, take another step and lean forward, he guides your foot down. So your foot falls in the place he wants it to. Now, we've talked before about this is not a guarantee that you're never going to make a mistake. Because for better or for worse, we do learn far more from our mistakes than we do from getting things right. And as far as understanding, this is not about, this is not about being able to write a book. Say if the Lord starts drawing you in, I want you to learn how to raise the dead. You learn how to do it, and whatever that looks like for you, and say nobody else ever knows about it. This is not about being able to write a book or teach others how to do it. It may be, but the goal is that there's something in your soul that God wants to activate for his purposes. You are his purpose. You are his goal. If God wants somebody else raised from the dead, he'll do it. He doesn't need your help. If God wants to prevent, a disaster, he can do it. He doesn't need your help. You know, there's no prayer chain long enough to convince God to not do something he wants to do. Now, we can talk about, well, yeah, I asked God to not do this, and he didn't do it, and he said he didn't do it. There are times when God takes us into consideration. We're not ready to receive who God is right now. You know, I like the illustration of where, I think it was Moses, where he said, put him in the crook of a rock and passed by. because that's all he could stand, was to see God as he passed by. So it were the same way. God cannot reveal everything about him. We would not be able to contain it. We wouldn't understand it, and we wouldn't be able to receive it. So we start where we are. And I think we touched a little bit a couple of weeks ago, but these supernatural experiences are already occurring in your life right now. And as they're occurring, as we're talking about it, we spend a lot of time, you know, weeks and months talking about supernatural experiences. Even your thinking about supernatural experiences and your soulical abilities has started a growth in those abilities. It's like your seeds of healing, of miracles, of words of knowledge, speaking in tongues, whatever it is, those seeds have been dormant, but now they're starting to tremble. They're starting to feel that fresh water. They're starting to put down roots to start to grow. Just by you being open, just by you hearing and seeing and thinking, being open and considering that maybe this is something God wants me to do. So it doesn't take any great effort. It doesn't take any great anointing or specialness. You know, God is no respecter of persons. We all have the same abilities. But it's not about those abilities. It's about learning for those abilities to be functioning, completes and makes our soul fit into our spirit. So it's not that we are now productively, you know, can do miracles and raise the dead and feed the hungry, whatever it is, multiply the fishes, turn water into wine. That's not what's important. What's important is that God is restoring our soul. And part of that is, with that, is our soulical abilities are, again, achieving that power and authority that God made your soul to do, to be. So this coming week, just let your eyes be observant. He's providing the training and protection we need as we venture into new experiences. So just observe this coming week. Lord, is that you? Lord, today, show me something new. Show me something you want me to see. Draw my attention to something. Just go beyond where you have been. Let him lead you and guide you and direct you beyond what you've been doing before. We've talked about, you know, ask the Lord, what do you want me to venture into? Pick something. It doesn't matter, because it's not about being productive. It's not about that ability being fully up and running. It's about the restoration of your soul. So we're going to learn, and we're going to enjoy the process, and we're going to accept and receive that God loves us, and this part of this process is being able to receive his unconditional love. And as you do, he will put you in positions where you will share his unconditional love, because that's now your new nature. But you are a spirit being that has a soul that God is restoring, and you live in a body here on this earth at this time for your good. So continue to send me any questions you've got at Diane@therainersclub.org or through the website or through here for Blog Talk Radio. It's always good to hear from you. And we will be getting back together again the same time next week. Until then, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.